Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, there should be some passion. This doesn't have to be boring.
Boring.
Hey, one thing the game needs is more people like you. You.
Still have grown men run around tight pants.
Mookie Betts.
Daniel Bard.
Steve Aoki.
Jared Salt Lamakia.
This is Brock Holt.
Hey, this is John Lester.
Baseball.
Baseball isn't boring.
Welcome to Baseball Isn't Boring. Here's your host, Rob Radford.
I guarantee you that there is no podcast that you will listen to today that is being executed from the Edinburgh, Scotland airport. Yep, that's how much we care about you. That's how much we care about the great game of baseball. Yes, this is another edition of Baseball Isn't Boring. Thank you so much for Wasabi Cloud Storage, Wasabi Technologies, for walking side by side with us throughout this great world that we live in that includes the great game of baseball. And obviously, all the talk on the socials, on the interwebs, and everything else, the head of the line when it comes to the offseason so far, Juan Soto. The teams that are going to meet up with Juan Soto, we had John Heyman's report, we have Jeff Passan's report, the Blue Jays may be going to California first, then the Red Sox, then you have the Mets, Lindor going, you have the Yankees, you have the Nationals maybe, who knows, Phillies, all these teams. Juan Soto is the straw that stirs the offseason drink right now. And that's why we wanted to give you a heavy dose of things Juan Soto. So what we're going to do today, and we appreciate everybody for listening at BB Isn't Boring, going to the socials, producer Evan doing an outstanding job. What we're going to do today, again, is resurface some of our Juan Soto content, which will give you a great, great perspective and landscape and idea, entertainment, insight, all of it. And it's just a great way to be launching into the meat and potatoes of the Juan Soto talk. First up is going to be Eduardo Perez of ESPN. He goes into great depth in terms of exactly how Juan Soto's mind might be working when it comes to making a decision. And I think he has some interesting takes in terms of where he thinks, what teams he thinks are going to be maybe the ones that slide in above all the others and which team needs him the most. Then we're going to have Andy Martino of SNY. He was just on recently and he gave great perspective from the Yankees' point of view. Are they the most desperate team to get Juan Soto? Don't know. I think they might probably are, but that desperation doesn't mean they're going to get him. Desperation doesn't mean that they're going to be able to overcome any other pitches, whether it's from the Toronto Shohei Ohtani money, whether it's, you know, Red Sox coming out of nowhere and all being the 2004 Red Sox, whether it's the Mets saying, hey, Steve Cohen wants to beat the Yankees in the city of New York in the most painful way of all, and that's taking Juan Soto. We just don't know. So Andy Martino's up after Eduardo Perez, and finally we're going to have Sam Dykstra, always great, MLB Pipeline. He weighs in also on the Soto situation. So once again, thank you, everybody. As we talk here from the Edinburgh Airport, fly back to the United States, get going for another round of great, great baseball talk. It's been a great week. Once again, I want to thank everybody who has helped out along the way as I traverse the world, spreading the gospel. Baseball isn't boring. All right, first up, Eduardo, then Andy, then Sam.
There's no human being I'd rather be talking to right now than Eduardo Perez. Fact.
You know that's true. All right. So let's start. Every team 0-0, right?
Okay.
All right. Every team 0-0. They have money. The biggest name on the free agent market is going to be who?
Juan Soto.
Juan Soto. So the first question I'm going to ask you. Is there, if you had to say there was going to be a team that snuck in and you're like, why? The Toronto Blue Jays, the Shohei Ohtani. Who is there going to be that team? And if so, who do you think it would be?
Washington Nationals. And I think it's because, one, we've heard about him a little bit, but two, he understands that city. He's been there. He's won there. And he brought a lot of prospects to the D.C. area, to the Nationals. And to me, it's he knows the front office really well, so he knows what he's going to get. And for some reason, the Nationals are a team that I think could sneak up in and say, come back home.
Well, I'm not going to say you're wrong, because they've already offered 440, so, and that's not going to get it done, but they show that they have the money, right?
They show that they have the money, and yeah, inflation, right?
Yeah.
It's continued to back it up. So let's face it, right now in a team that, and I'm not just saying because Aaron Judge is struggling right now, but even when he wasn't, Juan Soto is still the circle guy in this lineup.
Oh,
it's
yeah.
The guy that people are like, he doesn't have a hole. And when he wants to get on, he gets on. We saw it in the All-Star game. People wanted to see the Skeens-Judge matchup. They put Judge to hit fourth in the lineup, Bruce Bochy. I don't know why he did that, but he did. And we're like, and Juan's like, don't worry about it. I'll get you an at-bat. He worked the walk against a guy that dominates the strike zone.
Yeah.
Who does that? Juan Soto does.
So the first question about the Nationals, all right, I'm with you. They could be the sneaky team. But do you think, against, before we get to the real heavyweights, do you think that that's a real possibility? Like, the Nationals is one, because you know, it's one thing to be in it, another thing to win.
I think that's a real possibility because of the familiarity that he has with that organization. And he understands Mike Rizzo, and he understands everybody in that organization. So, yeah, I think whoever presents him an opportunity to still be playing in October consistently.
Really? You think that's a priority?
I think for him, it's obviously the money, but the combination of being able to play in October, I think, is the reality. I don't think a guy wants to get, let's say, $650 million and have off in October throughout. They want to win. This guy wants to win.
Yeah. So this leads to you talk about the Yankees. I view the Yankees, and you tell me if I'm wrong, the most desperate team to get Juan Soto, because of what you said, because he's proven that how important he is to this team. Like, we could go down the Mets, the Phillies, do you think that's the case? The Yankees will be the most desperate team to get Juan Soto?
Well, you said desperate. I think it's one of the most logical with the Yankees, because, again, you have to go to the fact that he's had a really good time here. He's pulled the ball more this year than in any other year that he's played, and he's been successful at it here in this stadium. It plays. The travel's easy when it comes to the American League East. They take care of him here. But they also would take care of him
the other
in
side
Queens,
of town.
Right? They'd also take care of him over there in Flushing. And yeah, I think that's a real possibility as well, because let's face it, they have the money and they're continue to be on the rise. And who wouldn't do well with a Juan Soto in their lineup?
That's the thing, is that all the boxes were checked off, Eduardo, this, because it wasn't only a good player, it's playing in New York, it's playing under the pressure of a contract year. It's let's be honest, also, no hiccups in terms of perception. If anything, I saw him signing autographs at midnight outside Fenway Park, whereas coming off of San Diego, there was some murmurs, whatever. That's not the case.
I think a lot has to do. He likes spring training in Florida. I believe that Juan likes to be closer to his family. He's tight with his parents. He's tight with his circle, and his circle is close to the Dominican and in Florida, and that creates a comfort zone for Juan Soto.
Mets, Yankees, Phillies.
I'm going to say Nationals before Phillies.
Nationals before Phillies.
Nationals before Phillies.
Am I missing a team?
Are you missing a team? I think you are.
Ooh.
I think that's the secret team. I think that's the team that we're going to hold on to. And I think that's the team that is representative. Scott Boras will. He's going to surprise us. You know he's going to surprise us. Toronto. You mentioned it earlier.
I was just going to say that. I mean, yeah.
Toronto to me is a team that is desperate for a superstar. They want a superstar to complement Vladimir Guerrero Jr. And they've talked about extending with Vladdy, but if you can get a Juan Soto there with the last year of a contract of Vladdy, wow.
And once again, it comes back to, they've, like Washington, they showed they have the money. The Ohtani thing showed that they have the money. Like, I wanted to see the flight. I want to see another flight with a Shark Tank guy gets off. I want to see another trip to Dunedin. I want Toronto in this. I don't think they're going to do it, but don't you?
I want to see who's going to be tracking the flight.
Oh,
it's going to be so
wrong. It's going to be so good.
But it was so good, right?
Yeah.
But we know one thing. Scott Boras isn't going to do a deal like Shohei Ohtani did.
Yeah.
He was one of the guys that was highly critical about it. So Juan Soto's going to get his money. And I just think all around, and I've talked to a lot of managers in the league, he's the best hitter because he understands the strike zone better than anybody else in baseball. And I'm talking better than the umpires, better than the pitchers throwing it, better than the catchers being able to receive the ball. He's that good.
Is he the best all-around hitter? I'm sorry to put you on the spot like this.
Well, I've said it years ago when everybody was trying to ask me, who would you rather take, Ronald Acuna or Juan Soto? And I get it. Ronald Acuna's faster.
Yeah.
He's more athletic. But understanding the strike zone, at the time when I was asked that question, I was like, I'm still going with Juan Soto. And then Ronald Acuna goes off last year before he got hurt. And everybody's like, see, we told you. But I'm like, Give it time. Juan Soto continues to be available.
So the last thing is that money. Well, what, like, this is the fun game that we play, right? Like,
the holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The years and the money and
he's 25.
I know.
He's turning 26.
Right,
he just turned 26. I'm
right.
Sorry.
So we can focus on, like, forget about the deferred money with Tani. It was what it was, $700 million.
Right,
okay.
Right.
All right. So we can talk about him pitching and hitting. Well, he doesn't play the field. Soto does play the field. And so I don't know if he's going to reach that. But for you, like, where does it land?
I think this could be, and he's 26. Can I just go radical here?
I want you to.
I think this will be the longest contract in baseball history.
Yeah.
Longest contract to try to make the AAV palpable.
Yeah.
He's 26. Just turned it. He'll play a full season at 26. I've seen players play till they're 44.
And can I say this? Because of the game, his game, it actually can. Listen, you're probably going to have to eat it at the end, no
matter
what.
You're going to have to. Every long contract,
right,
you're
going
to have to eat.
But even if you take away the athleticism, what he can do in terms of play management, you're selling me.
The guy can end up being that corner outfielder that could turn maybe into first base, into DH, and just give you at-bats, quality at-bats, and we could see history when it comes to numbers by the age, because he takes care of himself.
Yeah.
And this is all he does. And I remember Mike Rizzo at this stadium here, when I first laid eyes on him and I first spoke to Juan, it was at this stadium, and he goes, this kid is going to be some kind of legend.
Yeah.
Because all he does is breathe baseball, and he makes adjustments better than anybody. He will break records that we did not think were imaginable.
Well, speaking of legends, you're one. Thank you, my friend.
You got it. Thank you.
We talk a lot about the market for Juan, so, and you tell me if I'm full of hooey.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like the Yankees need Juan Soto. Of the teams that are in him, need Juan Soto more than any other team.
I think that's fair to say, because unfortunately, in my rogue opinion, for anyone that signs Juan Soto, you're stuck with maybe his entire 30s of not having a defender, having a historically paid one-dimensional player. Now, that one dimension is Ted Williams, so I'm not going to go too hard on this opinion, but the Yankees need him next year, if that's part of what you mean, to get back to where the standard that they set.
Yeah, for this iteration of the Yankees team. Yeah.
Now, I think there are problems there in that Soto's in right. His defense, everybody knows what it is. I don't have to say it, but if you don't, it's not pretty all the time. His base running, not great. Judge is not a great center fielder. He's an elite right fielder. Presuming Alex Verdugo's, who's a free agent, is somewhere else.
Yeah.
Then you have Jason Dominguez, who is not a good fielder right now. They think he's got speed and tools, but he does not take a route to the ball yet. So they bring Soto back next year. It's a really rough defensive outfield when you subtract Verdugo and have a one-year older Judge in center. It's kind of a nerdy baseball answer. Yes, they need Soto. But I think there are some underlying concerns there. But those concerns, I'm ultimately going to agree with you, because those concerns would exist for the Mets in different ways. I mean, everything that Yankees fans dislike about having Stanton on the roster, I'm not saying Soto's definitely a DH like soon, but I think we're probably getting there at some point in his early 30s.
Or switch position to,
I don't know if he can play first like Harper did, if he's got the footwork and stuff like that. So I think the Yankees, it might be a difficult contract in the long term, but I agree with you that they absolutely need him for the next year or two or three, especially as Judge gets a little older. Mm-hmm. And so that's why. And plus just the status of being in New York, being the Yankees, the Mets are coming after Soto. If you're the Yankees from their perspective, this guy hit the home run that got you into the World Series. He could be your franchise icon next up for that kind of Monument Park stuff. If you let him go to the Mets, that's a tone changer in New York. And I don't think that's dumb narrative. I think that really is like, you can't let him go to the Mets. Mm-hmm. Like, so it's important to them in that way, too.
10 seconds, where he needs to go.
I think he goes back to the Yankees, but I think they're going to really have to pay, because I think the Mets will be aggressive.
All right, I like that.
There you go.
Well, thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Of course.
The image of what the Nationals are right now are one of the things we kind of like about September baseball, is that we get to see the what might be, and the Wood and Cruz and these guys and CJ Abrams. I mean, obviously he's been up, but this idea of what the Nationals are building, and now you sort of get the last building blocks of it. Are you buying what they sell? Are they selling in terms of actually being viable contenders for next year?
I think it's all going to come down to this offseason. That's where they need to put their money where their mouth is. The comp I've been using is the 2022 Orioles. I think that's this version of the Nationals right now. You look at those 22 Orioles, they brought up Adley Rutschman earlier in the year. That's their James Wood. They brought up Gunnar Henderson late in the year, made him still rookie eligible. That's your Dylan Cruz. So they put in the cornerstones, and it's how do you fill that out? Now, the Orioles had a deeper farm system at the time, but they started to trade those guys away. We saw it this offseason, going and getting Corbin Burns. They were aggressive at the trade deadline. Some of those moves haven't really worked out yet, but still, they were willing to trade away prospect capital to improve the the major league team. Are the Nationals going to be in position to do that, or are they going to be willing to spend money? I mean, the Orioles haven't really gotten out and got a big name free agent. Corbin Burns was a trade acquisition. Are they going to splash the cash? And I'll say it, Juan Soto. Juan Soto is sitting there. Like, he clearly likes playing in Washington. He didn't leave on it. He didn't ask for a trade, at least publicly.
They already, hey, listen, I mean, I know it's $400 million, but what's another $100 million? What's another $150 million? They've already shown they're willing to go. If you're willing to go to those lengths, you have the money and you have the desire, right? Let's go.
Right. Yeah. I don't think it's going to come down to Juan Soto's desire to sign with him. I think it's going to come down completely to ownership and how much money are you willing to put on it, because Juan Soto turned down that deal because he wanted a generational free agent contract. And bless him, he's put himself in a position to get just that. But, you know, I think he would say yes to that. And can you imagine an outfield of Wood, Cruz, and Soto? I almost feel bad for Jacob Young. Jacob Young could win a Gold Glove in the National League this year, and he's going to be put off to the side as a fourth outfielder. It's going to come down to what they do this offseason. I'm not going to say right now they are NL East contenders next year, because I don't know what other moves they're going to make. But Patrick Corbin's coming off the books. All of these guys that we're talking about are on cheap rookie, you know, initial contracts. They're not going to get expensive for years to come. Now is the time to strike. So now, you know, Mike Rizzo is just licking his chops, getting excited about what he can do this offseason with so much money to spend.
Love it.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.